We ended the week with a lot of green across our grain screen. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. At the end of last week, all eyes were on the soybean and soybean oil market.
Yep, a good finish to the week here with the grains. It seems like corn was maybe a little standoffish with everything there, but I think, you know, with that geopolitical stuff with Israel, Iran, obviously when you have any talk like that, grains will take notice a little bit. But I thought it was maybe a little bit of a dull overnight with the happenings over there. But yeah, we got some news there kind of right before 8:30 about government kind of doing some highest ever renewable volume obligation for biofuels, and that's what lit the fuse there for the soy oil in particular, and providing some good life there with the soybeans.
And that's Joe Coima with Coima Coima in Varlick, and he says
it's nice to see this happening, especially in a weather market right now that is pretty non-threatening here, especially on the western side of it there. So to have something kind of change here, kind of change that status quo, was nice to see. You're seeing a better bean chart with this activity there, and some pretty good promises that we're going to use, you know, the farmers here to, you know, put some of that renewable fuel and make things pretty cheap there at the pump. So it's good things to have there.
And in the wake of the rally of soybeans, the wheat market decided to follow suit.
It's nice to see that wheat kind of came along with things as well. We're going to look at some nice reversals higher there as well. The corn still has a little bit of a, you know, I wouldn't say an issue here necessarily, but you know, funds came in kind of flat, maybe a little bit long on the beans, but they're still, you know, quite a bit net short on the corn there. So if this weather model doesn't show anything different, it might take a little bit more to kind of provoke them to maybe some, you know, come out of their short positions there, but we'll see what happens over the weekend there. But a good finish here.
Again, that's Joe Coima with Coima Coima and Varlick. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.